Nice job! So no pressure, he gets the clapping for him.
All these young whippersnappers.
He's got secret songs apparently.
We mostly like all these.
Well, mostly, that's good. So, and I think you like me based upon my scores. I mean, my colleague was pretty good. First of all, my name is Chad St. John, and I'm a singing judge. And my colleague James Estes and I judge the contest this weekend, continue to judge tonight. We heard the same types of things in the performance in song one and song two. I scored the first song, A Man That Will Love Again. I sang that at International about 10, 15 years ago, so the song is near and dear to my heart. So I love the song. I thought you did some really great work with it. I was at a 65, my colleague James was at a 60, but both in the low B category.
We've been higher.
You've been higher. Okay.
As in 38 points higher last contest.
38 points.
Really?
At least two songs.
Three different songs.
Different songs.
Ah, I see. Well, song two, after you've gone, he was at 61, I was at 65. And so I thought you were pretty consistent at that particular level. But let's dig into what I heard, because I think what's most important here
is what we did.
What caught your ear, right? Or what caught my ear, rather. And then ultimately, what you can do to send, I would say, higher level technique, right, in the next song that you choose to do or your next performance, so that other judges see you at that level that you were at, sounds like before.
We plan on keeping this one for the spring.
Okay.
Being it's new, so.
So some of the things that caught my ear, May I Never Love Again, you know, consonant sounds are so important. Because May I Never Love, right, the V of love. Think about it. Consonants are where emotion begins. It's not the vowel, right? The target vowels are important in barbershop, but at the end of the day, the emotion and the energy from phrase to phrase occurs on the consonant sound. And those are the types of things. So there were several words like love again. So you've got an echo there. So not only is it just good technique, but it fits into where the singing category has been now for a while, which is where we say the term Singlish. We want to sing how we speak, right? So if you say, may I never love again, right? That's how you would speak it. So it's very natural. That's why we call it Singlish, like it's English, right? And we also did a refresh in the category about 8 years ago, where we use the same terms that vocal pedagogy experts use, because we are the music teachers of the society. So when we talk about a good singer's posture and standing up straight and having good tonus, right, which means, you know, you're not tense, that's not what tonus is. Tonus is you just hold yourself in a nice posture, right? Slightly knees bent, but not overdoing it, right? So when I looked at the chorus, too, when there were opportunities where you weren't getting good breathing to sing on the air from phrase to phrase, you know, I definitely saw that there wasn't good posture going on. So you got to set yourself up for success. So as I kind of laundry list what I saw in the performance that led to the sound that you were producing, I think it's important to note. And we're going to get into some of the details because the fine nuance of carrying energy from phrase to phrase and the consonant sound energizing is critical, and it overlaps into song two. So after you've gone, you want to sing with that legato feel. After you've gone and let me cry. So now, whenever you have a held note, after you've gone, if you just park on that, it's so uninteresting, right? Swing songs are good when done really well with interest. Swing songs are boring, right, if they just kind of park on a note and just sit there, after you've gone and left me crying, right? So not only are you growing anything that's held, gone and left me crying, the energizing the end, do you see how what that did? That adds interest. It's artistic. Right, there are lots of things. And then what that shows is the finish work on the consonant shows mastery of the craft. So I don't look at it, the overall performance, and I don't say, that's low B, because the technique is very evident. But I see through that into the artistry, right? Whenever I'm seeing the technique be right in front of me, it tells me what level the chorus is. That's how we get choruses calibrated. When we start listening, what level are they? An A chorus, a B, or a C chorus? And there are telltale signs of that. For instance, A, a 20-point swing, 80 to 100, it's consistently a unit, consistently in tune, consistent quality, right? So then you get to a B, which is between 60 and 80, and it's frequent, frequently a unit, it's using frequent language. And then C, you know, from 40 to 60 is sometimes, right? Well beyond that, but it gives you a sense. And then, so when I'm listening to a chorus or a quartet, I'm getting them bracketed in about a 10-point area. And then as the chorus or quartet goes on, I'm then honing in. How's that performance? Is it consistently at the higher level? I might move to the right within that 10-point swing. So I'm getting you bracketed. My point in sharing this with you and the behind-the-scenes scoop on how I'm calibrating, right, is because you want to have the outset of these songs dead on and have a good start. Why? Because I'm getting you calibrated right at the outset where you're going to be. So if you're working your intros and singing, "May I Never Love Again," "Oh my dear, oh my dear, oh my dear, can't you see that you're all the world to me," right? I'm going to get you bracketed higher. Now, it's your job to continue to maintain that higher level, but I think that's real important because you send those cues early on what level you are. Make sense, guys?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
We've told them that.
Well,
so we want you guys to establish your level up there.
Right. Yes.
At the beginning.
No question. And so now let's sing a little bit. Any questions about what I've shared at all? That's us assessing what you did on stage. Now, let's move to the next level, where you want to be.
Which?
Let's do that.
Oh, my Lord. Get your posture.
Oh, my love, can't you see?
So the it was nice. I saw some people lifting on O versus bam, parking. Right? What's that going to do to your sound? Create that down bow feel. Oh my, right? Oh my love. You see that lift, that spin, that spin sound will be created. That's something that's not singing. It is preparation and planning by the lift. Right? So let's make sure we do that. And don't forget the V of love. Oh my love, can't you see? Isn't it kind of pleading, right? Mm-hmm. And what do you do when you're pleading? Oh my love, can't you see?
Oh my love, can't you see? You mean all the world to me.
All right. So we're going to layer on an additional thought here. I'm getting that sense of elements of gang sing, right? Right from the outset, where even at the outside I heard, oh, somebody
heard
here.
Yeah, there was somebody jumped early twice.
But yeah, it didn't just happen there. It happened on the previous time too. So This heightened awareness that I want you to have is you've got two ears and one mouth, right? So let's use them in that ratio. Let's make sure that if we hear our voice above others around us, that's not good. Right? I want your heightened awareness to include, am I blending with those around me? Is my voice sticking out? Oh my love, can't you see? Right? So, this is an ensemble. We let the unit create the expanded sound. We let the unit, the section, do the heavy lifting. Not us individually. There are no heroes here. We have to sing within our space, never going beyond what our capability level is. And so if you think that it could be you and you're starting, you know, you watch him like a hawk, right? I mean, every eye. And if you think it's you, don't sing, right? That's right.
Oh, my love, can't you see? You mean all the world.
Now, what do we just do? We just made a mental decision that we would listen and blend with those around us, not seeing beyond ourselves. And we're going to start with them because we're going to watch them like a hawk and we're going to prepare. These are all things that set you up for success within your control. Within your control. Whenever you hit a note that's going to be a pillar chord, oh my love, can't you see you mean all the world to me? I can't think or do a thing, right? So you want to grow anything that's held or bubble, give it a little bit of destination, right? Because what happens is if you just park on it, right, it's not very artistic, it's not interesting. So let's add that onion skin layer onto what you're doing. You're doing a great job. It's like finding the perfect equation. It's like having a Rubik's Cube, and I'm continuing. Okay, I need to do these things in this order. I need to build the mental preparation in this way. Why I'm telling you this is this goes beyond when I've left to your rehearsal to say, all right, so what are we going to do? We're going to have the singer's posture. We're going to lift into this. We're not going to hold any note without growing it. I'm laundry listing these things so that you all say, ah, that's right. I need to do that. And then finally, what are you doing when you're singing, right? If you're waiting just on the director, you're late, right? So you have to be thinking ahead in the music. I don't mean page one, page two, you don't want that, right? You don't want to zone out. But what you do want to do is, if you're thinking ahead, nothing catches you by surprise. Nothing. So you got to know the music like the back of your hand, the breath plan like the back of your hand, and then you make sure that you're thinking ahead. Always thinking ahead. Nothing catches you by surprise. Never getting off the air, not taking a good breath. These things that are mental set you up for success, and that builds consistency, which increases the score. Let's try it again. Mental attention. So some of the moves, oh my love, can't you see you mean all the world to me? I can't think or do a thing without your love. You know how there was a little ambiguity on I can't think or do a thing without your love? Everything has a meter, including a ballad. I can't think or do a thing. I can't think or do a thing without your love. Right? So if you guys know that that's the pattern, and if you're thinking ahead, I can't think or do a thing without your love. Let's speak it, shall we? Can we just take it from there? Because I want everybody to feel where that is in that rhythm of the ballad on when you're going to put those words. So we don't have any unity issues. And that's what we have. We have synchronization and unity issues. I can't think or do a thing, right? And if we're breathing in that meter, there is no place for it to go except the right place.
I can't think. Just speaking, right?
Yeah, speaking.
I can't think or do a thing.
Think or do a thing. I can't think or do a thing. I can't think or do a thing. I can't think or do a thing. Together, you guys, with him.
I can't think or do a thing.
No. Think or do a thing. Singlish is, I can't think or do a thing, right? I can't think or do a thing. Got it? Yeah, we don't have agreement. I hear right? That's what you hear.
I can't think or do a thing.
Better. Still not there. And it's coming from right here, to be honest, somewhere back here, right? So just heighten the awareness in that region there.
I can't think or do a thing.
Yeah. So on the breath sets it up for success with the meter. Always the breath. Breath has to do with meter. Listen to my breath. I can't think or do a thing.
I can't think or do a thing. I can't think or do a thing. I can't think or do a thing.
I can't think. Wait, wait.
I can't think or do a thing.
Turn it down.
I can't think or do a thing.
So that cleans up. So some of it is I gotta realize what the meter is set by the breath so that we can all be together. That sets us up for success. Now knowing that, what would you maybe do, whether it's this song or other songs, speak it to make sure we have agreement on that plan, and that'll help to reinforce it. And by the way, you're in the car, you're driving to rehearsal, you're outside of rehearsal, I can't think or do a thing. Record it in rehearsal, then sing along with it in the car, or speak it along in the car. You can do that. Let's try that, and then let's sing it again.
Speak it again?
Speak it again, one last time.
I can't think or do a thing.
One last time, ready?
Right, yeah.
I can't think, right?
I can't think or do a thing.
Oh, yes, something like that. Okay, now, let's sing it. Oh my love, can't hear it, yeah. From the end, from that chorus there.
Oh my love, can't you see? You mean all the world to me. I can't think or do a thing without your love.
Cool. So, what does that prove?
It works.
It works. So, yeah. So if you need to break it down and do phrase by phrase, then go ahead and do that, right? That tightens it up, it cleans it up. Now, I saw somebody do this, I'm going to address this, they give you another tool to do it. So make sure, you know, like, oh, my chin goes up, you know, you were saying, oh, I need to keep it down. You know, I don't know if anybody's been to Hawaii, but you do the hang loose sign, you know, in Hawaii. So if you do this, right, you pick the center part of your chest and do this, right? This thumb on the chin. This is the perfect alignment. So when you're singing, if you just want to check that alignment, not in contest, of course, but in rehearsal, because they're going to be, what the heck? What are you doing? Yeah.
It's so the first time.
So you can do that. I can't think or do a thing without your love. Now, if you feel like you're still late, and you say, man, Chad, I'm working on that. I can't think or do a thing, but I'm always late. Usually, it's the jaw that's getting in the way. So if you do this, I can't think or do a thing without your love. So then you have no opportunity to overextend the jaw. I can't think or do a thing because you're late, right? Because you're over-articulating. So, I can't think or do a thing without your love. Particularly the basses, you've got that with your love, right? So you want to make sure you're clean. What gets in the way of cleanliness is your love, right? Your love. So, let me recap a few things and then let you sink for a while. The mental preparation, I cannot emphasize enough that the preparation that you give, whether it's the lift in the sound to set you up for success, to the growing every held note, to the consonant sound, full value that you give to create that emotion, and then finally, making sure that you sing that rhythm, and there is a rhythm to this, in that circle, I can't think or do a thing without your love. Your love, right? You feel that together. And when you speak that and then sing it, it reinforces it. So what we do is we reach every type of learner, the visual, it's called VAC, right? Visual, auditory, and kinesthetic, the feeling of doing it, learner. And I think that, you know, whether you know what you are or not, you were covering all three, right? So you're watching him for the visual, right? But you're experiencing that. Now let's let those concepts that I just shared continue to overlap, but let's do it on a different song. Let's do the other song if we could. By the way, guys, great progress. Sometimes in short spans of time, I don't get a chance to compliment some of the greats that we just move on, right? But at the end of the day, this yields results. It really does, and I'm excited for you because this will make it not a question if you're at that other level, or is it a fluke that you got that in one context? It makes it consistent. Oh, I'm constantly reminded, oh, That's at a level that's about 70. Oh, that's consistently at that level. It's hit me in the face all the time. It's 70. It's 70, idiot. Come on, put that down, right? So not mixed signals, and that's what we want is consistency.
All right. Can't be Lee.
Can't be Lee, we're breaking up. No chance for making up, baby.
So lots of great overlap in what we worked on. What I'd love to see is a little bit more lift on can't believe, right? Now, here's what I see. Can. Now, what's going to happen to the sound when you go, can? Down bow, right? But if we sing, can believe, so lifting. Can. So don't think of can as down, think of can as up, ready? So you've got to look at him and when he gives that preparatory breath, right? Right? Lift into that. And I think what that's going to do is this is going to sharpen the pitch just ever so which it needs, right? Okay.
Can't believe we're breaking up. Ain't no chance for making up, baby. Don't treat me this way. You're going to be lonely someday. After you
you're gonna be lonely someday. After now, what happens is when you don't carry all things all the way up to the bar line, day after you've gone, everybody feels where that pulse is, right? Mm-hmm. If you hold it all the way out, so he's doing that. We just need to make sure we're doing that. Last time, let's try it again. Lifting into it.
Can't believe we're breaking up. Ain't no chance for making up, baby. Don't treat me this way. You're gonna be lonely someday. After you fall.
So many great things there, right, guys? You're all the way to the end. Day. You still want the breath there. After you go, you just need to feel that breath together.
I was going to say, I eliminate breaths.
Okay, so
that would be okay.
So whatever the plan is, but all of that section was very unified, very rhythmic, and gave everything the full value of the content is now. Great job. Great job.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
I know. We got to be out of here so they can set it up.
Hey, but Mark, we got this ready.